would you describe and define the affordable housing situation? Is it problematic? Are there solutions that you would suggest?
Sure. This is not a 60-second answer. It's a very complex issue. We spend more money in Ann Arbor than any other city in Michigan on human services, and I'm proud of that. I think we need to do more with affordable housing. It's quite the achievement that we didn't turn anyone away this winter, but 40% of those people were not from Washtenaw County. So I think we need to outreach to other communities to make sure that vans are not dumping people and that everyone's trying to take care of their own. I definitely support the permanent supported housing approach, which means that there are services on site. We need to make improvements to our existing affordable housing stock. But one of the things that I'm noticing in my ward, because on the southeast side of town, a lot of residents feel that whenever there's a need for affordable housing, well, we've got to put it on the southeast side of town. And something that's very important for a council member to do is reach out to neighborhoods when we're thinking about affordable housing and make compromises and do that outreach so that everyone gets their questions answered.
You know, can I follow up really quickly? So your answer suggests that you don't want to segregate affordable housing to one area. Are there other areas or other portions of the city that might be ripe for it?
Are there other portions of the city? Well, I think there's very little affordable housing in the second ward, for example. So I would like to see it spread around. And it's not that I'm against more affordable housing. It's doing it in a certain way. And we don't have as much control, perhaps, as we'd like. For example, the county is going to decide what's going to happen on Platt Road. But I don't think that it's also it's not necessarily an up or down, a yes or no. It could be that we do it differently. It could be that we do it smaller or for a certain population. So we need to, and what we think about what affordable housing means, it doesn't necessarily mean the lowest of income housing either. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sam.
Yeah. All right, so when we're talking about affordable housing, it's important to realize that most of the Washtenaw County's unhoused are families. We're talking about families. A third of the unhoused are children, and half of the adults are taking care of those children. So that's just point one. How I look at affordable housing is an investment. It's investing in people's lives, basically. Turns out affordable housing is the economically savvy thing to do. It's been shown time and time again to save money, save taxpayer money, and also be the most humane way of going about it. Now there are aspects, it's a spectrum, it is something to realize as well. There are some immediate needs that we can do in our community for the population that affordable housing would serve. So services at the police station would be one thing. Law students after 1 year can represent someone in housing court, which is something that often leads to someone needing affordable housing. So that's something that I think we should expedite as a city. I'm out of time, but thank you.
Thank you.
I support affordable housing. We've had a lot of that in our community over the years, and it's been very, very successful. One of the best that I've seen so far is the project that's on Main Street, right where Packard runs in, where they had affordable housing mixed together with those townhouses and all that, and where the people that can't afford to pay the big dollars for a place to live like that, everybody else pays a little bit more money, and I think that's a great idea. The people in the third ward have been very concerned about this affordable housing, low income, whatever, going up on Platt Road for various reasons, and I think that if we propose a project where they mix use with all levels of people living in the project, it would be a lot better for the community. But we need to talk to our citizens out there and get their input before we do anything at all. Thank you.
Thank you.